we start with cutting the ligamentum patellae, the ligaments of the kneecaps. So, knee extension is no longer possible. Pulling from B and C, the central incisors, lateral incisors, and canines. From the upper and lower jaws. The lips from B and C, and the anus of A and B are cut circular along the border between skin and mucosa. The mucus retains zone. Two pedicellular grafts are prepared and lifted from the underlying tissue. V-shaped incisions below the chins of B and C up to their cheeks. Connect the circular mucosa and skin parts of anus and mouth. A to B, B to C. Connect the pedicellular grafts to the chin cheek incisions.
Then
A to B. A Siamese triplet.
Human centipede, human centipede.
Hey, Paris.
Hey, Anna.
Today we have a very special guest, and his name is Cliff. Say hi, Cliff.
Hi, Cliff.
He works at the front desk of our gym. Have you ever seen Human Centipede?
Actually, no. Isn't there like three or four of them?
There's three of them.
Three.
They come in sequences. So it's the first one is the first sequence, and that's the one we're going to cover today.
And we're never covering the second or the third one.
You know, just the first one.
Just the first one.
I kind of know the gist of it. So mad scientist in prison or something like that.
Yeah, German doctor sews three people, ass to mouth.
Cool.
ATM.
You know, oh, what a convenient way to say that. Well, I'm so glad you haven't seen it. I took a gamble. I was hoping you hadn't, and you haven't, so perfect. All right. Are you ready to know the ins and outs of Human Centipede?
Yes, I am. How interesting is this?
It's pretty interesting.
You know what? I watched it once a long time ago, and it's not as bad as I remember it being.
We watched Martyrs, though.
Yeah, we watched this movie called Martyrs. It's
never
a French
again.
Film, and I think that we have desensitized ourselves. I can't even talk about it. It's traumatized me. And anything after Martyrs is just like, that's a cakewalk.
No kidding. Martyrs is that bad.
It's that bad.
It is, yeah. I mean, like, that gross or...
No, it's not gross.
Scary or...
It just made me feel like a bad
person.
Made
you it makes you feel... There's like a 30-minute just torture scene. And it's like...
Oh,
it's
man.
Very realistic.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like you're watching a movie like Terrifier where the violence is just over-the-top gore and then it kind of takes you out of the realm of reality. It's like you feel like you're watching a snuff film.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's rough. So Human Centipede, in comparison...
It's actually kind of funny.
It's pretty funny.
I laughed a few times, you know?
We did laugh. It wasn't that bad. I could watch Human Centipede
any
all
day.
After watching... But we did watch... I was curious about the second sequence, so I YouTubed it, and I watched like...
A recap.
Doesn't look as good.
It seems way worse.
That's part two and three?
Yes. We did also watch a recap for Human Centipede 3, and Paris said it looked like a...
a conga line.
Human Centipede conga line.
Yeah, usually the first one is always the best.
Yeah.
And you're finding out about the character and whatnot.
But the way they did the second one is that it's like this guy...
It's based on watching the movie.
Yeah, this guy is really obsessed with the Human Centipede movie, and... He wants to reenact it, but instead of being like a top surgeon...
He's just some guy.
He's just some weird guy. And
he
attaches people ass to mouth with staples.
Yeah.
Stapler and duct tape.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a 10 people long...
Not surgically or anything like that, how the other guy did.
No. At least that guy was a professional, you know?
He's not some elite German doctor.
Oh, okay.
So...
He's just some
hence
Brit.
Hence the duct tape.
Hence the duct tape. That's probably how I would do it. That's how I fix things, too.
Oh, my
All
God.
All right. Well, without further ado, let's get into the Human Centipede.
Meow, 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 meow.
Hey girl, what's your favorite film? She said the best movie of all, a masterpiece of our call.
Human centipede, human centipede.
The film opens with a view of a road, and there's a parked car with a man inside, and he's looking at a picture of three dogs that are ass to mouth. Some Rottweilers.
And the man is like caressing the picture too. He's like,
and he's crying.
Yeah,
he's crying, looking
he's
at
really
this
sad about his
three dog
thruple dog.
So the guy's looking
at a picture.
Oh,
in his car.
Oh, in his car.
Of
okay,
his, of a three dog.
Ass
so
mouth.
So only one has a head, and the other two are
no. They have heads. They're just
all ass to mouth.
Yeah.
They're just stuck together.
Yeah, they're just stuck together.
Oh, so that's how you got the idea.
Well, he made that creation.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, so he's looking at his work and admiring it.
Exactly.
I got you.
And
okay,
a truck pulls over behind him, and a man exits into the woods with toilet paper.
So what is he going to do?
He's going to go shit.
He's got to shit.
And the German doctor, this is the guy, the German doctor follows the trucker, who doesn't notice because he's busy shitting, points a tranquilizer gun at him and shoots him. And that's the end of that scene.
What happened to the shit?
Was that
man?
Just a random?
Yeah, just
scene?
A random trucker. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so now we're with two girls at a hotel in Germany, and they're trying to get directions to a club. And as they're driving to this club, they get lost because
they're just girls.
They're just girls.
Okay, and they're asking him for.
Well, they have. So this is later on.
Okay.
This is later on, and as they search for their destination, they hear a loud thump and discover they have a flat tire. So it's nighttime. It's starting
to
rain.
And
they don't
foreign.
Speak German.
Okay.
And they begin to panic when they see headlights approaching.
Uh-oh.
Oh, and also, I should add, they have no cell signal. This movie came out in what, 2010? No?
Yeah.
No.
2010.
Human Centipede did not come out in 2010.
Human Centipede came out
no,
in 2010.
No, it did not.
I am gonna, I saw it.
All right, look it up.
Okay, 2009.
Oh.
Close.
Why does it feel so like early 2000s?
Maybe the way the film was shot or the film was shot on made it look older.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did mention that this seemed like a home film almost for YouTube.
It does seem like.
I kind of like that stuff, you know. It makes it gives it more real.
But
realness.
These girls, not good actors.
Oh, okay.
They're really shitty. So they can't call anybody, and this car approaches, and it's a man speaking German, and he's only speaking German, but we can tell he's saying something very derogatory to them, and they can tell that
thanks
he's
for the captions that they provided us.
Oh, okay, okay.
He's like, I think I saw you girls in a porn once, and I don't know if, were they actually porn stars?
That's what I asked.
So that was never clarified, huh?
Were they two girls, one cup?
They could have been two girls, one cup.
I think it was about the same time.
It sounds like this is their last conversation on Earth.
Well, kind of. But so they roll up their windows because they're like, this guy's weird.
Creepy. Okay.
And then he drives away. And they decide that instead of staying put and waiting for another car, or at least
waiting till morning.
Waiting till morning or walking back on the road that they had been driving on, to just walk into the woods.
Because
naturally,
of course
you do.
I don't know what they expected to find in those woods.
And
7-Eleven.
So they're going through these woods and they see a light and they're finally able to find a house and they're walking to this house.
Okay.
It's a nice house,
It's a
German doctor house.
It's a house a German doctor would live in.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of this house is a little gravestone that they don't see. And in German, it's written, my sweet three dog.
My sweet three dog.
My sweet three dog. And they knock on the door, and the man from earlier, who was looking at his sweet three dog picture, answers the door. And he leads them into the living room. He asks them if they are siblings, because I think the human centipede works better if they're siblings. I mean, he doesn't lead with that. He doesn't mention his human centipede.
No. He also has pictures of conjoined baby twins on his walls.
Oh, we should also add, he locked the door behind him with a key.
Oh, shit.
So, but the girls don't see that, and they're just like, oh, this guy is weird. He tells the girls that he's going to go call the car company, and then he offers them water.
At least he's calling the car company.
That is very good. Yeah, thank you, sir. Cheers.
Here you go. Water. Water. They'll arrive in half an hour. Maxima.
You have a really lovely home. Do you live here with your wife?
No. I don't like human beings.
Verdammt nochmal! Kannst du nicht aufpassen, du dumme Sau!
I'm sorry.
Keine Augen im Kopf. Trampel. Get you another one.
No, no, it's okay. It's okay. We can just share.
Fetch a towel.
What just happened? We don't know. We need to get out of here right now.
Okay.
It's freaking me out. We need to just call a taxi or something so we can go back to the hotel.
Straight back to the hotel. Okay.
Get the car in the morning or something.
Okay. Yeah. I'm really tired.
Listen, if you could just call a taxi service for us, we're just going to go back to the hotel.
No. I don't do another phone call.
Can I call then?
No.
He goes into the kitchen to get them drinks, and then he drugs them with Rohypnol.
Okay.
And
what a nice, welcoming gentleman.
Yeah, and so one of the girls, after she's handed her drugged drink, she spills it, and then he goes to get a towel, and that's in quotations, but he's actually going to his laboratory that he has in his basement.
Get some utensils.
As you do.
As you do when you have strangers at your house.
Yeah, and then he gets a syringe probably filled with more date rape drug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
To lock him out?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But, well, and he, as he goes upstairs, the other girl who had drank her drink and didn't spill it, she's falling asleep. And her friend doesn't even know it. Their names are, what is it, Lindsay
and, like,
Jenny?
Jenny.
We don't even know their names.
Girl one and girl two.
Oh, there you go.
And they're really indistinguishable, too. I can't.
They look exactly the same.
They do.
Oh, okay.
But one of the girls, she's like, Lindsay? Lindsay?
I'm tired.
What?
I'm tired. What's going on? Look at me. What's wrong?
The rape drug.
Oh, my God. What?
Rohypnol.
Oh, my God. What?
Causes drowsiness, dizziness, disorientation, and memory loss.
No. Are you kidding? What are you doing? Jenny. Oh, my God. What is...
Why are you falling asleep, Lindsay? That's not what she says, but that's how I feel.
Oh, that's how her acting kind of was?
I mean, yeah, but I don't know. These girls are stupid. Lindsay, why are you falling asleep on this couch, Lindsay?
Lindsay, don't do that.
Wake up, Lindsay.
But anyway, so he drugs the other girl with the syringe, since she didn't finish her water. The next day, the doctor is disposing of their identification papers, and the girls wake up to find themselves and another man, the trucker, all tied to hospital beds.
I see. That was the first guy. That's why he was doing that.
Yeah.
He was collecting his...
he was putting the parts together.
Three dogs.
His thruple. The man wakes up, and the German doctor tells the man that he doesn't match, and he's going to have to kill him. And I couldn't agree more, honestly.
It's so true.
He really doesn't match. He's a big trucker guy.
He was the odd man out, right?
He's really big.
Two brunette, tiny women, and then one big trucker man.
No.
Like, he doesn't fit.
That's sound reasoning on his part. I won't lie. But he kills him, but kind of seems like a waste. I mean, I feel like...
He could have done other experiments on him.
Yeah exactly.
He's him if he got other big gentlemen.
But he just kills him.
Okay.
And he buries him in his backyard. We cut to later, and the German doctor has found another man to put in his human centipede.
A Japanese man.
Who only speaks Japanese.
Okay, so a smaller guy.
He's smaller, so he matches better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, now we're getting somewhere. And now you have the trifecta.
Okay.
The three are now awake, and the doctor gives them a presentation, and he tells them that he was Germany's leading doctor in separating conjoined twins. Yeah.
Okay.
And
now he's into making conjoined twins
or
triplets.
Okay, that's where all this came from.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he gives them a slideshow presentation of how he's going to connect the mass to mouth.
Are they tied up and
gagged? They're tied up. And they're like, Lindsay!
Lindsay!
The guy's just speaking in Japanese. Nobody understands him.
But he understands the pictures, so he kind of knows what's happening.
Yeah, he's got some nice drawings that the German doctor drew.
Of an asshole.
He's like, holy shit.
Yeah, that transcends all language barriers.
Oh my God.
So he begins to drug all of them one by one, but one of the girls is able to free herself before he gets to her. So he's putting them all to sleep so he can start the surgery, but she's able to free one of her hands and kind of get away.
Okay.
Please! Stop! Why are you doing this?
Open!
You need help! You're a sick man!
I'm a sick man. If you don't open immediately, I will cut your knees.
And she runs away, but he is able to kind of back her into a corner, and he's like, you know what?
You're the middle part.
One of my Rottweilers also tried to escape. Just before the operation, after I called the dog, he had to take the middle position. In this position, the healing pains are twice as intense. Do you already regret your little escape? In fact, I'm thankful for it. Because now, I know definitely, you are the middle piece.
He's like, you know what?
Kind of need you.
Well, she's the middle part because she ran away.
Yeah.
Oh, so her she gets ass both ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her ass can't be free and her mouth can't be free.
She gets the shit end of the stick.
She really does.
Okay. Yeah, at least the other guy will have his head out.
He's the lead.
You know what? The best case scenario in a human centipede is that you should be in the front. You know? That's the best case.
Worst case scenario? You're the middle.
Middle.
And it makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
But eventually he shoots her with a tranquilizer gun and begins the operation.
She also, like, freed her friend while she was semi-free.
Okay.
And it's like, what did you think you were going to do? Like, she's carrying dead weight.
She was trying to drag her body out and...
Through glass.
She drug her through glass. Lindsay, we're going to get you out of here, Lindsay. A few days later, they wake up to find their kneecaps have been severed, so they can't stand up. Because if you're a centipede, think about it, you can't stand up.
You're not standing up.
Yeah, you're not bipedal.
No.
No. Also, they're all sewn ass to mouth with the man in the front, as the German doctor calls him, the lead.
The lead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, aesthetically, I would have put the man in the middle. Like a girl,
okay.
A man, and then a girl. Like, yeah. That's more aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah. But, you know, if it were up to us, we would have done something totally different.
Yeah.
So naturally they are upset. But the doctor, he's very proud of himself.
Okay.
Because he's connected all these people ass to mouth.
And successfully.
Yeah, and it's also like one long tube now that he has made between them. So they all share one colon.
Holy moly. So it goes out from him to her to her.
Yes.
And out of her.
Yes, it does.
So he can feed him.
Yep.
And then...
And we're going to address that later. We sure will.
Do we have to?
Yes. It's a very important part of the plot.
Oh, well, you don't want to hear that?
No, I do.
This is a very complex movie, and if you miss one single piece, you're going to be confused.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got to... But at night, he locks them up in a cage, presumably the cage that he put his sweet three dog in. And he gives the lead a bowl of food from a dog bowl. Like, what the hell, man?
So is that how he's feeding the lead?
Yeah, he's feeding the lead. He's just, I don't know. I think, I'm not sure what his end goal is, if it's to have like a pet human centipede. It's kind of what it seems like.
He doesn't like humans after all.
Yeah, he does say that. He's like, I don't like humans.
Oh, so he hates himself.
Humans into human centipedes.
To animals. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so now we're to the shitting part. So the lead says he has to shit.
He's like, oh, I gotta shit. I'm so sorry.
But he says it in Japanese. And
so
she
doesn't know what he's saying.
He says, forgive me, while the doctor screams, feed her.
Feed her! Feed her!
Feed her!
Oh my god. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Who thought of this?
Wow,
that is...
I wondered the same thing. I don't know. Was this a passion project?
Yeah.
Was this...
Did someone have a fever dream?
Was this Freudian?
I don't think this person is okay.
Maybe he took lots of drugs.
And that's what Stephen King did.
Yo.
But even Stephen King couldn't come up with the human centipede.
No. He's the PG version of that guy.
So, later, the doctor gives them a checkup and finds the middle is constipated. And he tells her he's going to give her laxatives.
I'll make you shit.
She doesn't want to poop in her friend's mouth, you know?
And that's fair.
I wouldn't poop in your mouth.
I wouldn't poop in your mouth either.
But, you know, the lead, he's a man.
Yeah. He can't help it.
He can't help it.
He just shits.
I'm going to shit.
Oh, my God, this is crazy.
Your mouth. Okay. And then he gives the checkup to the last girl, the end piece, and she has an infection in the incision in her mouth.
That would
suck. And then he was like, oh, you're dying and I have to replace you. So.
And that's the third one?
That's the third one. That's the end piece. He's interrupted by policemen at his door and they ask to come in. The cops tell him that people are missing and they found their car in the neighborhood. The doctor says he hasn't found anything and he asks if they would like a drink. And gets them some water.
Those German police aren't as intimidating as those American police.
I guess not.
I don't know.
Accepting water? Of course. Hey, man, thank you.
Thank you. But the cops tell him that someone heard a woman screaming on his property. He's like, finish your drinks and leave. Paris, can you say that with a German accent?
Finish your drinks and leave. No. That's... No.
Yeah.
That was kind of like Italian almost.
Yeah.
Can you do a German accent?
Nein.
But, so he wants them to finish their drinks. One of the cops, the dumb cop, he's already started to drink his drink. But the other cop is, like, suspicious of this weird German doctor. And he knocks the cup out of his hand. He says, Nein!
Nein!
Nein! Obvious. And then... The German doctor, he's like, I'm going to go get a towel. You know what that means.
Oh, boy.
He's got a syringe.
Get the tranquilizer out.
Okay, so he goes back down into the laboratory, and the...
And the two cops are still upstairs.
They're upstairs.
Okay.
The human centipede is downstairs in the basement still, and I guess it's, like, soundproofed is what I am deducing. And as the German doctor leaves, we see the lead reach for a scalpel. Yeah.
Okay.
He reaches for a scalpel. What's he going to do with it?
Maybe he's going to cut his ass open.
That's what I would do.
Release the chick from his ass.
So the doctor goes back upstairs, and one of the cops asks what's in the cellar. And he gets very defensive, and he accidentally drops the syringe.
In front of the cop.
And the cop sees, and he's like, yeah, I have diabetes.
That's not what that looks like.
That's for my beaties.
That's for my beaties.
And the cop says he'll be back in 20 minutes with a search warrant. Because this cop, he's a smart cop.
Oh, okay, he senses something.
Well, and the doctor is really, really weird, you know? And
doesn't he have thick glasses?
He does wear glasses, yeah.
Okay.
And it looks pretty...
And the long white coat. He is...
A real doctor.
He is a real doctor.
Okay.
Like a mad doctor.
Yeah. Okay. Mad cool doctor.
He's mad cool.
So he goes back down to his lab, and he finds that the human centipede is gone. And as he searches for them, the lead sneak attacks him and stabs him in the foot, in the knee, so he can't walk. And he also falls down and bites his throat and bites his ear off.
I would have taken the scalpel and...
Killed him.
Slit his throat, but I guess that just wasn't his style.
He's Japanese, after all. Okay, so they're trying to escape now. The doctor's kind of come to, and he's trying to follow them, but he's got a bite out of his neck. He's got a stab wound in his knee and foot, and he can't really get anywhere very easily. The trio is able to make it up the stairs, out of the basement.
Painfully. Blood's dripping.
From both sides.
All ends and knees. But they can't find a way
out. Oh, that's right. They don't have any legs.
Well, they have legs.
Well, from the knee down there.
But their knee tendons are severed, so they can't stand.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
So the lead crawls into a room, and he finds broken glass on the floor. And when they turn around, the German doctor is there, who's also kind of on his hands and knees because of being stabbed in the foot. And then the Japanese guy is like, you know what?
This is my punishment.
Yeah, he's like, I left my kids in Japan and I haven't been a good guy. And then he slits his throat with this piece of glass he found on the floor.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't be a part of the experiment anymore?
Yeah, but I guess if I had someone sewn to my ass and I had to poop in somebody's mouth, I don't think I could live with those memories
either.
Even if you get out of there, that's like, now you got to remember the time somebody sewed you an ass, a mouth to your ass.
Yeah, that's never going to get out of your head.
That's stuck with you forever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, forever.
That's just not something you forget.
Yeah, if I survive that,
that's mad PTSD.
I don't think I'd be surviving much longer.
No. Yeah, so, okay. I get why he did that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, now, the cops have returned, and they are ringing the doorbell. Nobody answers, so obviously they enter the home with their guns drawn, and one of them begins to feel the drugs kick in from the water.
That took a while.
Yeah, I was thinking. Yeah. But the cop who has refused the drink has found the lab and blood on the floor. So he's like, oh, damn. And then he hears a gunshot, and he runs upstairs and finds the human centipede.
And he's freaked out.
And he just,
understandably.
He just turns away. He's like, that's enough of that. And then walks away to go find his partner, but he finds that his partner has been shot and is dead. And then the German doctor is there, and he has a gun, and he shoots. Well, I think it was the cop's gun, so he shoots the cop in the abdomen, but then the cop shoots him in the head. But now the cop is dead, too. So both the cops are dead, and now the German doctor is dead. And then we go back upstairs, and the end piece, remember the aforementioned infection?
Yeah.
It gets her. She dies too.
From the infection.
So
the middle piece is still alive.
Okay.
And both the front and end piece are dead.
And everybody in the house is dead.
Middle is alive. And everyone else in the house dead.
And that's how it ends.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
So, do we know what the middle one did? Did she go out and start taking over the doctors?
I'd like to think, this is my personal ending, is that the police realized that their two police are missing, never came back, so they go to investigate, and they find her, and they release her.
Okay.
But her kneecaps are fucked. She has an ass in her mouth, and a mouth on her ass.
And her friend died.
So connected
to her
ass.
She probably offed herself after. So that's my ending.
Oh. Or she's still in rehab right now. What do you call it?
Therapy?
Yeah.
The psych ward?
I don't know.
I think realistically she's probably going to die.
Yeah.
Because, she ate shit.
And she doesn't have any sustenance.
And she's not eating. She can't eat anyway because the lead is dead. Oh, and the lead eats for her, that's how she eats.
And for some reason, I thought there was more people attached to her. I guess I was in 2 and 3.
Yeah, in 2, there's a 10-person human centipede.
10-person, and then the third one, that's a full conga
that's
line.
That's the conga line,
know?
Yeah.
So the first one, he only does 3 with a dog,
and
with 3 dogs and 3 people.
Yes.
Good thing he died.
That is a good thing he died, you're
right.
Oh
my God.
But
he
was planning on adding, a quadruple centipede?
Is that what he said?
Yeah, because he saw the cops and he was like, I found a replacement for you and I'm going to do a quadruple centipede.
Yeah, and because he was going to have to get rid of the end piece.
Yeah.
Because that one was dying.
Because she was
right?
dying, yeah.
And this is just called the human centipede?
This is the human centipede.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to have to.
Are you going to watch it?
Yes, I am.
Although one thing I did find really interesting is that his name was Joseph, and I'm assuming it was inspired by Joseph Mengele. Do you know who that is?
I heard that name before.
Joseph
is
Mengele,
he a producer?
No. Joseph Mengele was a doctor during the Holocaust.
Oh, yes. And he did all the experiments, all the weird ones.
Yeah, he was actually Satan. Yeah, yeah. And so I'm pretty sure that Joseph Mengele, there's a reason why they named this crazy-ass doctor Joseph.
And he's German.
Oh, German.
And he's
German. Yeah.
And a doctor.
And Mengele's stuff was well documented. He had
all
the books and the pictures. And
he was sick.
Videos.
He probably thought up the human centipede.
He just never did it.
That we know of.
That we know of.
Yeah. So that was Human Centipede.
What'd you think?
I am going to watch it. I am going to watch it, and I am going to watch it with, I guess, a new appreciation, because I've seen the previews 100 times, and I just never watched it.
Yeah, I mean, well,
you know, when you hear German doctors, those 3 people ass to mouth, you know, you're like, I could do without.
But when we describe it in such great detail.
Now I need it in my life.
Now you need it in your life. Is the acting good? No. Although I do think the women, I think the ladies, I think their acting got better when they couldn't talk. When they had mouths or butts in their mouths.
And mouths in their butts.
The Japanese guy, though, he acted his heart out in that.
And I think German doctor, I think he was born for this role.
Yeah.
You know, the Japanese, all their scary movies, they act really good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're passionate about
horror.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how we got a bunch of them was
The Ring.
The Grudge, The Ring. Yeah, it was all from before.
Dark Water. Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're... I would like to see the Japanese remake Human Centipede.
What is your favorite horror movie of all time?
Oh.
If you don't mind me asking.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I have so many favorite horror movies. I think I've...
Well, how about your top three?
Top three. I love Carrie.
Which one?
The original. Yeah.
The 70s?
Yeah, with Sissy Spacek.
And John Travolta?
Oh, yeah, of course, John Travolta.
Yeah, okay.
And then I love Creep. I love
that
Creep.
Guy, that character is so good.
I love
He's on my list of my favorite, yeah.
That was such a good movie. And then...
The ending was, yeah.
Maybe, I want to say maybe Teeth.
Teeth.
Teeth is good.
Is that the one they go camping?
No, it's about a girl with teeth in her vagina.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she bites off penises.
So naturally.
Can you show me a picture of her so I don't, run into her?
We covered Teeth on the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding, huh?
Yeah, we did. What are your top three?
I guess at the time, because I saw Exorcist in the original one in the theaters and saw people running out.
Oh, shit.
And puking.
I heard about that when I was doing research.
Yeah, it was a real thing.
Damn.
We never saw anything like it before. I mean, now it looks cheesy and all that, but I
think it holds up.
I think so, too.
I think it holds up. And I read the book, too. And
we did an episode on
that. I mean, it creeped the crap out of me when I first saw it. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one.
I don't even know. I remember watching this new one called The Barbarian.
Oh, we love Barbarian.
The one in the basement?
We also covered that one.
Mm-hmm.
That was, yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, yeah. I really liked that one. That was
really
well done.
Good.
Because it was just on the top. It was all nothing. And you was wondering why the whole neighborhood was gone and wasted. And that tunnel underneath. And she just wants a baby.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was scary. What else? Gosh, man, there's so many good ones.
I know. It's hard to choose.
Yeah, it is. What I watched last night, I watched a scary movie called Entity.
Entity. I'm not sure I've seen it. Maybe I have.
It's kind of like a semi-POV.
Okay.
Point of view or... But it was...
Oh, I know POV.
it was called Entity, and it was pretty decent.
We'll have to watch it.
I like some of the paranormal.
Yeah.
And I like mystery, like horror mysteries where you don't know why or where it's coming from. I used to like slashers when I was young.
Slashers are good. They're classics.
Yeah. I mean, the first Halloween was, oh my God, it was amazing.
That was a good...
Halloween art.
Yeah, and the camera work is all different. The first they made that camera to do that one scene in the beginning where it was just completely shot all in one. It was like 20 minutes or something like that. All new technology at the time.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool.
And a young Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes. Yeah. The scream queen.
Yeah, she is.
What about you? Do you have a top three?
I think Barbarian's up there for sure. I'm going to put Pearl and X as one since I think those are my favorite movies. Scary.
See that again?
Pearl and X.
Well,
those are so good.
Lucky for you, we have covered them. We haven't put them out yet.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's in your thing to
yes.
put out. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to work on those two and then put those out and then this one out. Yeah.
Well I think, hearing that story, you changed my mind about Centipede.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm hooked.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to have appreciation for it.
Say no more.
Yes, I am.
That'll become my new favorite movie.
I'm sure I can find it easily.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's got to be on...
I think... did I rent it?
Did you rent it?
I can't remember.
I don't think you rented it.
I don't think I did either.
No, yeah.
Well, we got Max, we got Prime, Netflix, Hulu, Stars.
It's got to be on one of those.
Got to be on one of them, right?
Yeah,
for sure.
Peacock and Tubi. Tubi's, you ever watch that channel?
Well, it's got the ads on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of movies that aren't, a lot of scary movies that aren't on the other channels.
I have heard that.
super good selection of horror movies.
I've heard
really,
that.
Really good.
I'll check it out.
But the only thing is, though, you know, and the commercials are kind of long. They're about a minute and a half.
They would be.
Yeah. But the selection, you don't find that in Netflix or Stars.
They've
or
got a lot
Max.
Of old ones.
Yes. Yeah, like and a lot of ones. Obscure ones that you guys are probably like.
Probably seen them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you guys watch horror movies all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my favorite genre. I mean, I still love, I like horror mysteries.
Yeah, it's always going to be my favorite, I think. I've liked it since I was a kid.
She used to sit in the middle of the night in her, in a basement?
Well,
in
no.
In your guys' basement?
I mean, it was like a secluded area downstairs. I wouldn't say it was a basement.
Just alone watching scary movies, so.
Okay, yeah, I did the same thing with the old movies from the 50s and 60s yeah. When I was growing up I was born in 65, so yeah, in the 70s I started watching. I get nightmares and I still want to watch them.
I don't remember ever getting well, I do remember the first time I watched 13 Ghosts. I was pretty little.
13 Ghosts.
And it has that naked bathroom lady in it, and I couldn't go to the bathroom by myself. I made my other sister go to the bathroom with me for a long time after that one. That one freaked me out a lot.
Okay.
Any last words?
No. I hope I get to do this again.
We'll have you back.
We will.
Yeah. We got to find another fucked up movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounded pretty
Martyrs.
Effed up.
Paris, any last words?
I got to find three people for no reason. So don't come looking for me. I'll be busy.
All right. Well, I got to go take care of my sweet three dog.
Human